Pork Chops. WRJN local news, timeless hits. Hey, the Packers are playing on WRJN this weekend. This Sunday morning, they'll take on the Colts. 10 a.m. pregame showtime. So it's like breakfast with the Packers here on WRJN. And that leads me into this. As we head into week two of the NFL season, a new study found even just tailgating at a game can break the bank. A study found the average NFL tailgate for four people costs $204, $205. 49ers fans have the hardest, $292 for tailgating. And get this, out of that price, $132 is for parking. $132 to park at a football game. Arizona Cardinals have the cheapest tailgate at $158. So I don't know how the Packers stand on that. I don't think they're that expensive. I mean, I tailgated at Lambeau Field before. It's not that expensive. So don't forget, the Packers, 10 a.m. Sunday morning right here at WRJN is to take on the Colts. It's 7:01 WRJN. We're talking zoo. Everything happening at the zoo. That's coming up in just a moment. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN first. Let's check our morning news.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, receive Kenosha.
Is the CBS News World News Roundup, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Tropical storm Francine is moving inland after making landfall in southern Louisiana as a hurricane, leaving large parts of the state underwater. Terrebonne Parish President Jason Bergeron.
But to get out and see what's going on and what needs to be repaired and get working on it.
CBS's Jason Allen in New Orleans.
Winds and storm surge from a now weakened Francine are expected to also pound parts of Mississippi and Alabama over the next few hours, with the potential for deadly tornadoes and flash flooding.
A 34-year-old man's been arrested in Southern California for allegedly starting the Line Fire, one of several wildfires ravaging the state, including one in the mountains above L.A. Eric Sherwin with the San Bernardino County Fire Department.
To see a fire that's burning 40,000 acres in 24 hours, it's not an understatement when we say this fire exploded into town.
A billionaire entrepreneur and an engineer are making history at this moment, becoming the first private citizens to walk or float in space.
81 close. 82 close.
41 close.
42 close.
They popped out of the hatch of SpaceX Dragon capsule to test the company's new spacesuit. CBS consultant Bill Harwood.
They don't have airbags or air packs, I should say, on the back like you see in the space station spacewalks that NASA does. They're connected to the Crew Dragon spacecraft by safety lines and umbilicals that are carrying their oxygen and communications, things like that.
New move to increase security for the electoral vote count after the November election.
The Secret Service says it will dramatically increase security precautions when Congress meets on January 6, 2025 to count states' electoral votes. The Department of Homeland Security will designate the date as a national special security event, which is the same level as inaugurations and political conventions. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Fetal mortality rates have reached a new low in the U.S., but there is some racial disparity. CBS's Alexander Tin.
The rate is down 4% from 2021 and marks yet another historic low for the United States. It comes as the gap is widening between black and white moms. Among black moms, there were more than 10 deaths for every 1,000 live births. That's more than double the rate of babies dying in pregnancies to white moms.
There's a scandal brewing in the UK over the cost and makeup of those bearskin caps worn by soldiers outside Buckingham Palace. The price of each has soared 30% to $2,600. PETA pointing out they've become not only an ethical but a financial issue. Now the Ministry of Defense says it's exploring faux fur alternatives if they stand up to safety and durability standards. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
WRJN News is brought to you by Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant. Voted Wisconsin's best RV dealer. Lowest prices ever right now. ProsserRV.com.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The diver exploring the SS Wisconsin died. Rescue crews working off the Lake Michigan shore in Pleasant Prairie located the body of 72-year-old Patrick Kelly, a diver from Winthrop Harbor. He went missing while exploring the SS Wisconsin shipwreck in Lake Michigan. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Department says Kelly's body was found about 5 miles offshore in about 100 feet of water. Several pets were rescued from a Rapids Drive fire in Racine last night. At around 7, a massive response was called to a home on Rapids near Infocinos. A house was burning with both lanes of Rapids closed during the response. Neighbors ran to the home to bang on doors and windows to alert those inside. It's believed everyone did get out safely. We're working on learning more about a possible shooting and standoff in Racine late last night. The shooting was reported on Douglas near Hubbard, with initial reports of someone shot in the stomach. A short time later, a standoff was seen nearby, with officers apparently able to arrest a suspect. Details are few at the moment. Federal funds may soon breathe new life into Racine's Parkview Manor. That's the 40-unit apartment building that's been boarded up since a fire last year. The Community Development Block Grant Advisory Board has endorsed a $1.7 million rehab project, which would not only restore that building, but potentially increase its value. The project aims to address the city's affordable housing shortage by offering a combination of market rate and income-restricted units. The full council is expected to vote on the acceptance of the money next week. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Attention RV enthusiasts. The end of summer RV liquidation sale at Prosser's Premium RV Outlet in Sturtevant means prices are the lowest ever. More than 150 new motorhomes and campers, class A, B, C, toy haulers, bunkhouses, fifth wheel, travel trailers, teardrops, and more. There's something for everyone. Trades welcome, no reasonable offer refused. Lowest prices in the country on in-stock inventory. Your journey awaits. Call 262-898-2610 or visit ProsserRV.com.
The Packers go from QB1 to QB2. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. With Jordan Love out for a few weeks with an MCL sprain, Malik Willis is stepping into the starting quarterback spot in Green Bay. Willis says he's been trying to learn quickly since being traded for this preseason.
It's been pretty much around the clock since I got here. That's the reality of this thing. You try to come in and be ready to go if you're called upon. And like you said, you just work each day, and that's it. That's all you can do. That's all you can control, you know what I mean?
The Packers play the Colts this Sunday. Each team will be looking for its first win. The Brewers were blown out in San Francisco 13-2 on Wednesday. Milwaukee has lost six of its past nine games, but the Brewers still lead the NL Central by 8.5 games over the Cubs. The Brewers and Giants wrap up their series today. On Saturday, one of college football's top programs comes to Madison. Wisconsin will play host to Alabama. Kickoff is at 11 a.m. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. Our low dropping into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high right around 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
I want things to be easy. Even when you get a massage, even some things that are supposed to be nothing but relaxing can be stressful, right? You ever had a massage and they spend the whole time pointing at your stress? Basically like rubbing you, go, whoa, what's going on here? Wow. You got a huge knot. Oh, that is a huge knot. Wow, could be a tumor, might be a tumor, probably not. Probably not, I'm just letting you know, just get it checked out for later. For now, relax. Don't worry about it right now. Right now, you're getting a massage. Deal with it at 4 o'clock. I used to live in LA, there was a Thai massage place. It was $35, it was incredible. The way they kept the price so low, the whole family worked there. That's how they kept it low. And I just thought that was amazing. My family could never work at a massage place together. We're not cooperative enough, you know? We'd be in the back going, no, you massage that guy. No, we had an agreement. You take bad toe people. I take heavy breathers. He's got a weird toe. I'll do him socks only.
All right, Beth Heidorn, executive director of the Racine Zoo, is here. It's more than animals. You got a lot of stuff going on there. Does any of these events bother the animals when you do them?
No.
Close to that microphone. Oh. I got pull that closer to you.
All right, very good.
I don't want to miss a word here.
Yeah, no, we are very respectful of our animals when we're planning our events to make sure
the full-time residents.
The ones that are just coming in there for a free meal, I don't have any control over
them.
Anyway.
I'm sorry for interrupting. Go ahead.
It's all good.
Yeah, the But you,
yeah, of course,
these events.
We do that for, yeah, for everything that we do. Everything ends up making sure it's good for the animals and the guests and the people, and that's how we plan.
How do you keep the giraffe in a cage? They're so tall.
Well, they're not in a cage.
Oh, I mean, no.
They have a habitat.
Oh, it's a habitat. Okay.
Yeah, they have a habitat, and then every animals have back a house. Yeah, it's a big, tall building. You bet.
Well, I've been in there. Just when you see a giraffe, they're so tall.
Right.
And then you think, well, how tall is that ceiling?
I don't know how tall the ceiling is, but it's probably got to be 30-some feet tall.
What do giraffes eat?
They're grazers, so they eat hay and straw, and they've got vegetation that they like to eat, so...
So you could go down to Pet Supply Plus and get, like, giraffe chow.
Yeah, no. There's exotic food producers out there, so that's where we get our stuff from. We don't go down to the local market for that.
And it's expensive.
It is expensive.
And the vet care, because these are special vets that deal with exotic animals.
Yes. Well, most vets start off as a cat and dog vet, and many want to become an exotic vet, and you get all your training usually at a zoo. You don't really take that in a classroom. So most vets do their externships at zoos and aquariums and get all that background, and helps them out and helps us out. So we love our vet.
Are these animals born in this country, or they come in from other countries?
No, all the ones that we have were born somewhere in the United States at a zoo. Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
So they're officially American citizens.
They are, sure.
They have papers and everything.
That's all right, how you want to look at it. Yeah, sure,
just,
of course.
Just checking, just to make sure.
Of course.
Okay, now you have a lot of events. A lot of these are fundraising events because...
Everything we do is a fundraiser.
Because you need the money.
You got to feed the animals.
Yep. And in the winter, when a lot of people don't go to the zoo... The animals still have to eat.
That's correct.
Everybody
every day.
Eats year-round.
Every day.
It's not like the old drive-in movie theaters. Ah, it's winter. Close them down.
Right.
And come back in the spring. That doesn't work like that with animals.
No.
Now, how do they get their exercise?
Well, they all have their exhibit spaces.
Okay.
And their habitats. So they're built and to the specs of our AZA, which we're AZA accredited. Every animal, every space has requirements and spaces and size and all of that, and we make sure that we fit the bill for all of those types of things. That keeps us accredited, and they have space back in front of house for our guests, and then back of house.
When you say accredited, do you have to be in, do they, people come to inspect?
Oh yes, they do, every 5 years. So you bet, it is a white glove test, and they inspect everything from cobwebs to how you plug things into the wall to finances to animal care to what the rakes look like. It is a very thorough examination, and we have passed ever since that started in 86.
Good. I'm glad. It's sort of like the FCC coming in every year to inspect.
Right. You got to follow the rules. You still got to follow the rules.
Exactly. Some guy with a clipboard. I give two inspections here. Mm-hmm. Guy with a clipboard coming around. He's not nasty, but he's very quiet when he comes in.
Oh, no. Our inspectors are fabulous. We love them.
Okay. So the animals are there. And what are the hours at the zoo, by the way?
Right now, the hours are 10 until 4.
Now, I get gas right across the street at your Citgo station, right across the street all the time. And there's always families going in that place. The cars are always parked all around now. Where do they park now? They got rid of that parking lot at the Lakeview.
Yep, that was not my choice. It was not my lot to keep or get rid of. So that was not from us.
So where do you park now? Just on the street?
On the streets, yeah. Oh, and we also, there's a parking lot off of Walton in Wisconsin that is the zoo's lot. So if you would go up Main Street and take the first left after that gas station on Walton, then right quick to the left.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How was the sleepover? How'd that go?
Oh, it was great. It was great. It was a beautiful night. About 50-some people were there. It was great.
Yeah. You were able to have a sleepover at the zoo and outside, obviously. And you brought your sleeping bags? Mm-hmm. Did they set up tents at all?
They all bring their own tents. Okay. Or they can rent a tent as well from us if they'd like to. Yeah.
And they slept out and...
Slept outside. They had a nice dinner. They did nighttime activities.
That's great.
They did some back of house. They saw the animals in the morning, and it was great.
You know, it's... when I used to walk my dog early in the morning, there you can hear the lions roaring. Mm-hmm. When I took him on the lakefront, you know,
that's just how they wake up.
It sounds like my house.
You can make noises. You may make a noise when you wake up.
Oh, yeah. The older I get, the noises get stranger in the morning when I wake up. Let's talk about some of the events coming up. The Jack-O-Lantern Nights. Now, here we are in fall.
Yep.
We've got the... Everybody... when I told people who were coming in, oh, are they doing the pumpkin thing again?
People love the pumpkin thing. Yeah, they do. It starts on September 26th. So it's going to be Thursdays through Sundays from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. every night on those nights. This is our third year. We're starting to set up. All the pumpkins just arrived on property on Monday, and we will be starting to set up next Tuesday. And we're very excited. We have over 1,000 jack-o'-lanterns. Then we have a big, large animals. Animal shapes that are made out of pumpkins are on big platforms, and those will be scattered around the zoo as well. So quite exciting. We've got some new characters. We have some specialty pumpkins, and people love to come and check it out and see if they can identify as many of those as possible. So we had over 23,000 people, just shy of 24,000 people last year going through on the 24 nights, and we anticipate breaking that record this year because last year we had a couple of rain days and power was out in our neck of the woods around the zoo for 2 days. So I really can't light something without power. So lost 2 days last year.
And that was my question I was going to ask. All these things that you never see the cords laying anywhere.
That's correct.
And when you had the lights for Christmas time, the China lights, when you had it, you never see cords anywhere. They have to be somewhere.
We hide things very easily because we don't want people. There's our illusion. We don't want people to see that there's cords all over the place. And we got to keep them safe because we don't want people walking over one or tripping or anything like that.
I just don't know where you do it. I don't know where the electrical outlets are for all this stuff. You must have real professionals come in and lay those cords down, right?
Our facility staff is amazing. They do it all.
Yeah, but you're so dependent on electricity, and you had an outage. What are the chances of having an outage?
It was all over blocks and blocks around.
Well, I live not far from the zoo, so every once in a while it goes out.
Every once in a while.
And it really ticks me off because the people across the street are on a different grid.
Oh, from you?
Yeah,
oh,
they're on a better grid. They paid more, so they're on a better grid. And every time the power goes out on my block, it doesn't go out a lot, but it does go out occasionally. I look across the street and they're watching TV. They got the lights on. And one time I actually thought, this is when we had no power for like a day and a half. It was during the summer and the refrigerator wasn't working, air conditioner. I was going to say, can I run a power cord across the street? I want to get a fan going in this house. But yeah, so they're on a better grid.
Oh.
And it's probably the same deal with you, the people across the street. Have power and you don't.
Not at that time, everyone around us was out of power. So,
how long does it take to set this up?
It will take us probably 30 to 40 hours of time. But we've got a bunch of volunteers coming next Wednesday. We have over 30 people coming out to help us set it all up, which will be great. And it takes a village, and we've got a lot of good support here. So
we're so lucky to, a city the size of Racine to have a zoo that size. Mm-hmm. Doesn't happen much.
And an accredited zoo.
Correct. Because cities like Chicago, New York, San Diego, Los Angeles, they get the zoos.
Mm-hmm.
But Racine.
Right. It's a gem, that is
I know. Beth Heindorn is here, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo. More activities coming there. We're going to talk about it in just a moment. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Get ready for the winning team of selection, service, convenience, and savings at Studebaker's Fuel and Food in Racine. During this sweltering summer, cool down with an ice cold deal. 10-pound bags of ice for just 99 cents. Keep your refreshing beverages cool while you're out and about. Whether you step into the store or slide through the convenient drive-thru, Studebaker's great selection is the fuel to keep you going. Fast meets fantastic at Studebaker's Fuel and Food, located at 31 and Spring in Racine.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of Learning.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Bringing a house of pain.
Backside pressure, down he goes. Inside the 30-yard line.
To a game day near you.
Picked off by Wisconsin, and the Badgers win it.
That's how you create a program. That's how you create a team.
Join us Saturday. It's a non-conference showdown against Alabama. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m. on your home for Wisconsin football. The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and some real talk about retirement savings, namely why you need it. Now, when I talk to folks who don't yet have retirement savings, I often hear things like, I don't want to retire, I'm going to work as long as I can. And look, I get it. And I have talked with thousands of people like me who love what they do or love working, or folks who just don't want to cut back on their spending. But check this out. Only about 20% of us are going to work past the age of 65. Whether it's because our industries change or because our health takes a turn or we want to care for our grandkids, who knows? And that is why it's important to start putting away even a little bit right away and getting yourself on a path towards a retirement plan. It's an investment in you and your future, no matter what the future holds. That is today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube and take good care.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey, thanks for joining us here this morning at 722 with WRJN Sunshine with a high near 78. Partly cloudy tonight, sunshine Saturday. Oh, actually tomorrow, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Highs in the 70s, so it's going to be beautiful weather. Right now, it's sunny and 60 at Radio Park. And Beth Heidort is here when it's sunny and gorgeous. That's the weather you want at the zoo.
It is. We've had great attendance this week. This weather's been phenomenal.
I know.
I'd like to keep it going for another month.
You know, I all summer I'm at the zoo with the Racine Concert Band.
Yes.
And it's just a beautiful night to be out there every time. And I know Animal Crackers.
Mm-hmm.
You really, those people are crazy out there in Animal Crackers. They bring their like tables and chairs,
yes,
and like candelabras.
Yes,
and
they do. I love that.
I mean, they set it up. You're like at a high class New York restaurant and right there at the zoo.
Right there at the zoo. Exactly.
And they listen to jazz and they get some big name stars. Who books the stars? Who books the acts?
John Ertl is our booking agent.
Yeah.
So he's
some big
amazing.
Name people.
Him and Joe Mooney together and the three of us really, it's great.
Okay, we talked about the Jack-O-Lantern Nights. That's coming up September 26th through November 3rd. Now, this is only Thursdays through Sundays.
Thursday through Sunday. But the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, what's interesting is we will rent the space out on those nights for companies that want to just have a private party. We did that last year and the year before as well. And it works out really well where they want to come. They want to get tickets for their group, but they just want to do it all together. So we sell them one of those nights. They come. They have the place to themselves, and it's just their group, and it really works out great. People could email me or call me at the zoo, and I'd be happy to help figure out a day that can work for their company or
See,
their group.
That's what I want, just rent it for myself. I have nobody else around. I don't have to deal with people, no crowds, and just rent it and just let it do them. I rented a movie theater once for my anniversary. We rented the theater, and I had 12 people come to, you know, young guests. And we rented. We had cupcakes and everything at the theater. And it was great. I didn't have to deal with anybody else but my guest. We rented the whole theater.
There you go.
And some guy was trying to walk in. He said, you ain't sneaking in this one. I know the people here. So, yeah, so it's great when you can rent places out like that and get the whole zoo. So how do they do that?
For sure. To rent the whole zoo or to rent it for this particular event.
For this event.
For this event, they're going to email me or call me, and then we'll set them up. And there's a specific price. And then we've got to figure out how many people are going to be there and what parts they need. Because sometimes they use it as their company picnic. Because now they know that we can do that. So it works out really great. Sometimes that's the night they give bonuses out to their people. It just, every group is very, very different. And we customize all of those rentals.
That's great. Mm-hmm. I love it. Okay. And by the way, what's to get into the jack-o'-lantern?
It's going to be $10 for everyone age 3 and older.
Okay.
2 and younger is always free at the zoo. So, and you pay right at the door. You pay and you go right on in. You can spend as much time inside the zoo as you want at that time. The animals are not out. I mean, they're back a house.
Yeah.
But the walking path, it's what I really like is people, you know, they're walking around the dark and they see all the pumpkins and they're like, oh my gosh. And they see friends and then they just hang out, sit at the fire pit or just stroll around together. And it's really, it's
that. You got a fire pit, huh?
We have fire pits. Yeah. That's like a lot of camaraderie happening, like right before everyone has to hunker down for winter.
Like Simon and Garfunkel said, it's all happening at the zoo.
I do believe it.
I do believe it's true. Beth Heidorn is here, executive director of the Racine Zoo. That's the first event. You got a ton of them here. We're going to talk about them coming up in just a moment. Right now, it's time for Paul Harvey and the rest of the story right here at WRJN.
The rest of the story. Dave Fairchild often spoke fondly of his father-in-law, and yet he once observed that the old gentleman led a particularly isolated life. I've never known anyone, he said, who spent so much of his time alone. Lillian Grosvenor very much loved the same old gentleman. She was his granddaughter, but she was always first to agree. Grandpa's preferred lifestyle was one of continual seclusion. For Grandpa was all of his life long a very private man, aloof and solitary, even as a boy. Grandma said that she'd heard stories about Grandpa when he was young. He was mostly depicted as bright and clever, although never particularly lighthearted. A friend advised him on the eve of his departure for the New World in 1870, don't get absorbed in yourself. It's one of your great failings. Mix freely with your fellows. But Grandpa never did take that advice. He always seemed proud of the fact, as he would later put it, that he'd made a great many acquaintances and very few friends. He became increasingly isolated as the years passed. He was later to admit, I feel more and more as I grow older, the tendency to retire into myself and to be alone with my thoughts. It sometimes worried Grandma. She once told him, I cannot bear to think of you shutting yourself in and holding no communication with your neighbors. Please try to come out of your hermit cell. You have lived too much by yourself. You've talked about nature and solitude and all that, but you haven't been in the crowd at all, and that's what you need. I guess the word was incommunicative. I guess that's the way you'd have to describe Grandpa. Simply not wanting to be bothered. This understood, you can further understand why Grandpa so disliked telephones, for example. The telephone was an avenue of constant intrusion as far as he was concerned. He hated to be interrupted by phone calls. Even more, he abhorred overhearing phone conversations, that is, one voice without the other. Grandpa absolutely refused to have a telephone in his study at home. Nobody would dream of coming to one's house, he said, and demanding an audience while one was dining or bathing or sleeping. So why were people always making these peremptory interruptions by telephone? Accordingly, Grandpa would not permit a phone call to interrupt a meal. After vehement opposition, Grandpa did agree to have a phone installed in his hideaway houseboat, but this was the agreement. It was to be a single solitary line connected only with his home, which was 2 miles away. Nobody would be allowed to phone him except Grandma, and she only in an emergency. When someone remarked that Grandpa really ought to have newer model telephones in his residence, he declared that he was always keep the old ones because they were always breaking down, which discouraged people from calling him. But then, as I have sought to explain, Grandpa was a very private man, remarkably incommunicative, considering that no man who ever lived did more to advance communication for the rest of us. I'm sure you may have pictured him otherwise. But now I'm sure you will never forget the obstinate introvert, the man who hated telephones, Alexander Graham Bell. Now you know the rest of the story.
The rest of the story, that's Paul Harvey. Now, you can sponsor that. You can be a sponsor. Learn how your business can. Be a sponsor of one of the most popular shows ever to air on WRJN. Call us during business hours, 262-634-3311, 262-634-3311. You can be one of four category exclusive businesses to sponsor Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Hey, it's exactly 7:30. Let's head off to the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. Stuart J. Wattles is here. Stuart, what's going on?
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Microsoft now has even more Mount Pleasant land. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports the company this week bought more Racine County land north of Highway 11 in an effort to support their plans for a massive data center project. It's reported Microsoft now owns over 1,600 acres of property for their $3.3 billion effort. Construction on those data centers is already underway. A potentially dangerous situation near the state line yesterday caused the shutdown of Wilmot Union High. There was a 45-minute secure hold at the school in the afternoon while authorities searched for an armed man that was suicidal. The incident along Fox River Road concluded peacefully when the person was found on the Illinois side of the border. And a rehab effort at Racine's Parkview Manor could start soon. That 40-unit apartment building has been boarded up since a fire last year, and this week, the Community Development Block Grant Advisory Board endorsed a $1.7 million rehab project. The full council is expected to vote next week on the acceptance of some federal money. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A ballot initiative in Colorado catching the attention of animal agriculture across the United States. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. The Colorado Livestock Association and multiple agricultural organizations are concerned about what's happening before the city and county of Denver. The groups are pushing back against an initiative that would prohibit livestock slaughter. The bill specifically is targeting Superior Farms, a lamb slaughter facility. Zach Riley is the executive director of the Colorado Livestock Association, and he says this kind of thing can happen to any facet of the livestock industry.
There is no language approval process similar to the statewide ballot initiative. The bar for getting something on the Denver ballot initiative is so incredibly low. You only need 8,000 signatures to get something on the Denver ballot, which to me is just ludicrous. I don't even understand how that gets through. But yeah, it would ban and prohibit any slaughterhouse in the Denver County and City, CNC, that does any killing. You could still process a carcass. So essentially targeting one singular business, which in my history with constitutional law is unconstitutional and highly illegal.
Zach Riley, executive director of the Colorado Livestock Association, he said, right now this initiative not only could put Superior Farms out of business, it would also displace almost 200 jobs. Markets are next.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Rural Mutual is the number one farm insurer in Wisconsin for a good reason. As a company founded by farmers, they understand the ag industry and its challenges. Local agents offer farm families the best advice and personalized coverage. Visit ruralmutual.com to find an agent near you.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Wisconsin Farm Bureau is the trusted voice leading agriculture forward. Through the efforts of farmers, supported by organizations like Farm Bureau, agriculture continues to sustainably advance, meeting the needs of today while addressing the challenges that come with feeding a growing population. By providing resources, training, and advocacy, Farm Bureau empowers farmers to embrace sustainable solutions for a stronger tomorrow.
A voice for farmers, a vision for agriculture, Wisconsin Farm Bureau.
Yesterday, barrel cheese gained another 4.5 cents to 238.5. 40-pound block cheese, another penny stronger at 231.5, while AA butter stood still. This morning, the October Class 3 milk that goes into cheese is down 16 cents, currently at 23.74. November's down 31 at 23.02. December corn, a penny stronger right now at 4.06. November soybeans are up 4 at 10.04. December wheat right now up 4.5 at 5.33 a bushel. I'm PM Yankee.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 80 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the east at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy. Our low dropping into the mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high right around 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
I'm skeptical about some of the things we spend our money on now. Our tax money, that stealth bomber, that thing. The invisible plane, $2 billion for an invisible plane that you can see. Yeah, I wouldn't mind if they just showed you an empty field and like, hey, everybody, it's the stealth bomber, you know? Now I'm getting my money's worth. But they don't. They fly it over the Super Bowl, you know? They're like, look, it's the stealth bomber. I'm like, not invisible. You know, turn it on. Yeah, we would think for $2 billion they could blink it one time for us. And then my friend tells me, no, it's invisible to radar. So we can bomb people as long as they're not looking up. Which is tricky. I guess we go in first and throw out a bunch of quarters. And then...
yeah. The stealth bomber, how do we know if we're getting our money's worth? You can't even see it if it's supposedly, right? So it gets out of the way. All right, Beth Heidorn, Executive Director of the Racine Zoo, is here. We've got a ton of activities coming up. We just touched on one of them, the Jack-O-Lantern Nights. And I've got a question for you later on from Melissa Caprillion, our alder person. She had a question about plants. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that in a minute. Oktoberfest.
Right.
Get that right. Oktoberfest.
Correct. We like to play on words a little bit.
Oh,
we
no
always,
kidding.
I know, just a little bit. We like to always try to have an animal name in the title of an event. It's the first time we're doing that. So it's going to be our beer tasting, and it's going to be on the 27th of September.
Now, is it Bear or Beer Fest? October Beer Fest?
It's an Oktoberfest. Like, think about an Oktoberfest.
But it's spelled B-E-A-R.
Yes, we put the bear in there.
Oh, because it's animals at
it's
the
animals.
Zoo.
I get, catch I'm up. It's early.
Right.
I get it.
I'm slow. You just have to bear with me here.
Ba-dum-bump.
I did that by accident.
Yes,
okay.
You did. No,
all right, so it's a beer thing.
Yeah, it's a beer thing. It's going to be up at our pavilion area. We'll be listing the beers that will be coming out shortly. I was supposed to get that list this afternoon, so we'll get that on the website. It's just a really great way. It's a Friday night. It's kind of a kickoff to summer. There's Oktoberfests all over the place. I just saw one for a dog bark, Oktoberfest. I'm like, oh my God, that's fabulous. Not on the same day, so it works out great. But 6 to 9, there'll be food included. It's just really going to be a fun night, just hanging out, tasting beer at the zoo. And what better way to raise some funds for the zoo and do what you like to do, drink beer on the lake.
You know, I never had a beer in my life.
Oh, haven't you?
Nope. I tasted it once. I took one sip years and years and years ago. I didn't like it, and I just never had a beer since.
Yeah, that's your choice. That's perfectly great.
I like root beer.
Oh.
I like root beer.
All right.
Now, I'm going to sound weird to you, but I never had a soda in the last 8 years. I was drinking, like, too much soda, and my wife said, you're drinking a lot of soda. I said, okay, I'll stop, and that was 8 years ago.
Mm.
I took a sip by accident last week. I was at Culver's, and I was talking, and I reached over, and I picked up her soda. I took a sip of it, and it tasted so weird because I hadn't had soda in 8 years, and it tasted really weird. Okay, so Oktoberfest is coming up Friday, September 27th.
Yep, from 6 to 9 p.m.
But it's not in October.
Right, but if you look at what Oktoberfest is. Oktoberfest, even in Germany, starts in September.
There you go. See? You are ready
There's
for
my
that.
Fun fact.
You are ready for that.
I'm right on you.
See, that idiot's going to ask me about it being in September. I'm going to be ready.
Correct.
I was rehearsed. Okay, old-fashioned cocktail night. So what is like? It's a lounge at the zoo? We're having like Club 21?
Well, not quite. Not quite. So it's actually a contest.
Okay.
And this is our fifth or sixth year now. And there'll be anywhere from 10 to 12 old fashions that people get a taste.
Oh, okay.
And there'll be those that are making them fresh And then there'll be ready-to-drinks, which is, of course, the new rage and cocktails. So it's already a ready-to-drink. It's already got the liquor in it, and they're just pouring it. So we'll have two different categories. We'll have ready-to-drinks that people can vote on, and then we'll have cocktails that are being made by bartenders, which is what they can vote on as well. It's 6 to 9. It's really going to be – we're very excited about this particular event. So we'll have food is included at 6 to 9, and we'll have probably 300 to 400 people.
Whoa, that's undercover.
Yes, it's in the pavilion and a tent, and we have a big tent that goes north of the pavilion.
Yeah, this is near the band stage.
So if you're looking at the band stage from being a guest, it's going to be off to the left. If you're looking
at the band stage,
and you're looking out at the audience, it would be at your right.
Yeah.
So it's really great. We've had great success with that. It's just really a fun event. And what's really nice about Oktoberfest, and this one, is Jack-O-Lantern Nights is included. So you get to come to see Jack-O-Lantern Nights as well as participate in the activity, which is old-fashioned night.
I think they still have the barrels there in Augusta Street. Are they still dealing with those orange barrels over there?
We had our gala last week, and there were barrels up there. I don't know if they're still there today. I know, it's just,
I had to deal with them during the summer. But those poor people who live on that street.
Oh, it's just was been torn
up. I don't know how they get around.
I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm hoping they're going to be gone pretty soon.
Okay. Well, yeah, right.
I can only dream.
Barrels a year. Somebody's making those barrels and making a profit off them. Okay, then we got Halloween. Not Halloween, but Halloween coming up. Now, this is real close to Halloween.
It is. It is the night before our Boo at the Zoo. So it is on Friday, the 25th of October. It is 6 to 9. And we'll get, a variety of wines, 12, 14 wines. It just kind of depends on. We'll have 200 people at that event tasting wine. Some of them will have hopefully not creepy labels, but more Halloween type labels. So people can, red blood.
Here's a glass of vampire blood. Enjoy it.
Well, it won't be quite like that. But that's also a fun night. It's 6 to 9. Food's included. They also get to see Jack-O-Lantern Nights. And many people come to that event and then go to their Halloween parties that they've all been invited to, because that's a really good Halloween party night, I guess, the Friday before. So we're excited about that. That's the 25th of October.
Now, Boo at the Zoo, before you tell me about this.
Yes, sir.
When I lived in Milwaukee, the Milwaukee Zoo did something similar to this. And I took my daughter. I mean, she's in her 40s now, but when she was a little toddler, I took her there. I said, we're going to have a little event. She was so terrified. She was screaming. And there was no way to get out. You're in the middle of it. You've got to complete it. And these characters in these horrible masks are coming out right into her face. She is screaming. She's shaking. She's grabbing into my neck. I said, calm down, Stacy. Calm, relax. There are only people with masks. And one of the characters came up, lifted up his mask just to show her, to calm her down. And I couldn't back up. I had to keep going forward. But it was terrifying. Now, yours won't be that terrifying.
No. Our Boo at the Zoo is family friendly and not scary. It is from 10 to 4 on Saturday the 26th. It's just a fun family event. We'll have 5,000 people on property that day.
Whoa!
It is huge. It's one of our biggest community events that we do. We have usually about 25 business booths that will come out there. And those are wonderful community supporters, businesses, organizations. And they'll be handing out candy or pencils or whatever they want to do. We will have 6 knock-knock doors. So kids get to go trick-or-treating at the zoo. They've got to go find the doors, knock on the doors, and someone will open the door up and then be able to give them candy. And we do everything from candy to games to pencils to you name it, which is great. We'll have cookie decorating kits. We'll have pumpkin decorating. We will always have bounce houses. It's just a great day.
Are you going to have a bouncy house?
We always have bounce houses for that event.
Have you ever gone in there and tried one of those?
I have.
I want to, but I'm the creepy guy who will go into a bounce house and they'll call the police. I would love to try one of those things. They look like so much fun.
Right.
And you can't really get hurt because you're bouncing around, off the walls. And right. I would love to try that. But it would have to be where no one is around and I'd have to do it by myself. And we have right across the street from the radio station, they had one here for a party. And it was 5:30 in the morning. No one was around. And I said, I wonder if they would know if
Did you sneak in?
No, I wouldn't do that.
Okay.
Then they'd call the police and, you know, who wants to be involved in that? But I was looking at it saying, I'd love to try that thing.
Yep.
They look really fun. Anyway, so you're going to have the bouncy house there.
Yep, and Boo at the Zoo is just a huge event. Kids come in costumes. I like it when the whole family dresses up in a theme. And we get a lot of that. And it, God, I just love that day. It's just super fun. Everyone's very relaxed. We always have sun, usually always have sun. Knock on wood, I need some wood here. But last year it was a little chilly, but still we'll have, you know, 5,000 people on property. That's our last big hurrah before we get into our winter events.
You know, I'll tell you my Halloween story. Where I grew up, there was trick-or-treating from midnight to midnight. When it was Halloween, you trick-or-treat, you know, so on the way to school, we would trick-or-treat, and then we'd come home, we'd trick-or-treat till 10 or 11 o'clock at night. I had this great costume where it was a Dracula costume with a cape and everything. It was great, but it was chilly. So my mother made me wear a coat, a winter coat over it. So basically, I had no costume because she made me wear a coat. I said, but nobody can see it. You know it's there. But that's not good. What do you mean I know it's there? So I had to wear a coat.
Oh.
All the other kids were wearing their costumes, and I should have just taken my coat off and ditched it somewhere, but I didn't do it.
But you have to get what I had to do was either I had to wear a snowsuit underneath mine if it was chilly. So I had to have a costume that was big enough that could fit over the snowsuit.
Yeah, see, mine wasn't. No.
You know,
I had a cape.
That's a long time ago.
But she put the cape on the outside. But look, I was wearing a winter coat with a cape. I looked like a weird kid. And then we had strange people when we were trick-or-treating. We had one lady who handed out pennies. Here's two pennies for you. What am I going to do with this?
Mm.
Then we had the woman with the apples. Now, we had paper bags we were going with trick-or-treating. And she dropped the apples. She dropped them. It went right through the bag. I had to go home and go carry all my candy in my pockets and get another bag because this idiot dropped an apple right through my bag. What a dope. She wrecked my bag. Probably other people's too, but she would take the apple and drop it, not place it in there. And so, but we had a guy who worked for Nabisco in our neighborhood. And he used to bring home all the expired cookies from Nabisco, Oreos, boxes and boxes of them. You went to his house, you got a box of Oreo cookies. And I saw inside his living room, it was filled up to the brim because they were all expired. But who cares? Expired Oreos, you know, not going to get sick from it. But it was great to go to his house over and over and over again because they couldn't tell. It was all day long. And I don't think he cared. He just wanted to get rid of them. But it was great trick-or-treating when I was a kid. We used to go home and we used to dump all the candy in the living room, my brother and I, go out again. Then we found out when my mother ran out of candy, she used to start taking the stuff out of our stash and giving it away. But not those little orange and black taffies. She gave away the Three Musketeers bars, the Milky Ways, the Baby Ruth. She gave away all the good stuff. She goes, well, wouldn't you like to get that stuff? Yes, I did get it. Stop giving it away. Give away those little taffies that nobody likes. Throw the candy corn in there. Those two pennies. Give them the two pennies. Anyway, so Boo at the Zoo. I just felt like that was therapy I went through.
I believe you just, had a breakthrough.
All the things that my mother did to me when I was trick-or-treating, I got that out of my system. Boo at the Zoo is coming up Saturday, October 26th, right ahead of Halloween.
Absolutely.
Now, is that must be trick-or-treat weekend in Racine, right?
I don't know.
They don't want to do it in November. I mean,
no, they would do it either that or that Sunday. I don't know. I haven't seen the list yet, but a lot of people will go to ours, then go to somebody else's or go to somebody else's because there's a few that are happening during the day, and then they'll go there, and then they'll come see us. So will get plenty of candy throughout.
You come
city.
To my house, you get name brand. We didn't do name brand one year, and some kid threw the candy back at our house. My son said he's going to throw that back at the house, and he did because there was no name brand. I mean, they were picky. Now you come to our house, you get Snickers, Three Musketeers, Milky Ways. We give you the name brand stuff, and if you're nice, they give you two.
Oh boy!
Yeah, if you wear a good costume, you get extra. And we got a question here from.
Yes, sir.
Our alder, Melissa Caprillion, sent a question, and it said, I'm curious if the invasive plant species on the zoo grounds are getting fed to animals.
Some of them are, if they're approved by our vet, for the animals to have the browse, which is the leaves, that what they would eat. So we check with our vet all the time to verify that they can. So if they can, we will. And if they can't, we get rid of those invasive plants and get them off property to the best of our ability. We try to cull those plants on an annual basis. I do appreciate the question, Melissa. She's a huge supporter of the zoo, and a huge supporter of making sure invasive plants are not around.
Now, what are they talking about? What kind of invasive plants? Where are they?
So they are trees and bushes. So some of them are, let's see, how can I explain this? So north of the pond, west of the train station. So where you would be, if you were, as you MC the band concert, if you would look straight back up the hill, there's a little wildlife theater.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So in that wildlife theater, in the where the people can't walk, it's inside the fence line. So there's invasive plants in there that we try
invasive,
to get rid of.
They just like
they're not
sneak
from
in when nobody's
here.
Looking.
Yeah, they're
and
just
they...
terrible. I mean, they choke the ground and they're just not good for the
look
area.
What's going on behind the scenes? We don't even know about.
They're invasive plants are not just at the zoo. They're throughout Racine. They're all over the place.
Sounds like that movie, The Day of the Triffids, when all the plants started choking people. All right. Jeez. That sounds scary. That's not what happens at the zoo. There's no.
How many movies have you watched?
There's no choking plants.
There's no choking plants.
We can do a quick review in just a moment of all the events coming up between now and Halloween and how you can be a volunteer at the zoo. And that's coming up in just a moment. Local news, timeless hits. Beth Heindorn, executive director of the zoo, is here. I'm Don Rosen. It's 7:50 at WRJN.
Searching for the best pizza in Racine? Head straight to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones. Ferraro's has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. September presents a limited time flavor pack special. The Philly cheese steak pizza, creamy Alfredo sauce, tender chopped beef, and melted provolone topped with fresh onions and green peppers. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
Across Wisconsin, families are feeling the squeeze of rising prices. From groceries to gas, everything is more expensive. Families can't afford the things they need.
I'm Brian Style. I'm working every day to get inflation under control and lower costs so you can keep more of your hard-earned money.
Brian Style is standing shoulder to shoulder with our law enforcement, ensuring they have the resources needed to keep us safe.
I've always backed the blue. Our officers deserve our support as they work tirelessly on the front lines to keep our families and communities safe.
And when it comes to our veterans and seniors, Brian Style is working to ensure they receive the care and benefits they've earned and deserve.
Wisconsin's veterans and seniors have given so much to our country. It's our duty to stand up for them, just as they stood up for us.
Brian Style, working for Wisconsin's families, protecting our way of life.
I'm Brian Style, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Style for Wisconsin.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Beth Heindorn, executive director of the Racine Zoo, is here with me. We're talking about all the events coming up between now and Halloween. Quick review. We've got Jack-O-Lantern Nights coming up starting in September and running into November.
Yeah, so we start Thursday, September 26th, and we go through Sunday, November 3rd. So we are hitting the market. Last year, people really wanted to keep it open one more weekend, so as opposed to just adding it, we just put it right on in there. And we got 24 nights. We'll have over 23,000 people coming. It's going to be a great time. $10 for age 3 and older, 2 and younger's always free at the zoo.
Cats, owls, and scarecrows. Are the scarecrows real?
Our scarecrows are not real.
Okay, good. I don't. If I go,
for
I don't
you
wanna,
though, if I,
don't
I know, be, if I know when you're coming, I'm going to see what I can do.
I scare easily, and I wouldn't want that. All right, so that's coming up. That's Jack-O-Lantern Night, September 26th through November 3rd. There's Thursdays through Sundays. That's
good. 6 to 10 p.m.
And if you want, if your organization wants to rent on the weekday,
on the Monday, Tuesdays, and Wednesday when we're not open for the event, we'll work something out. You just check me out at the zoo, and we'll figure out how to help you out.
October Fest is coming up Friday, September 27th. A lot of beer, different brands of beer.
There's going to be a lot of different brands of beer. We'll be posting that hopefully later today. If not, by tomorrow morning, we can get that out there so people can see what we're going to be pouring. 6 to 9 p.m. right on the lakefront, with food included.
Old-fashioned cocktail night. We're talking about old-fashions.
The old drink old-fashions, yes. That is Saturday, October 5th from 6 to 9. Also, Jack-O-Lantern Nights is part of that event, so people get to see that too, which is really cool. And there'll be about 300 to 400 people enjoying old-fashioned cocktails.
Wow. All right. Halloween.
Halloween is Friday, October 25th, 6 to 9 p.m. A lot of wine tasting, food included, Jack-O-Lantern Nights is included. So people who like beer come to Oktoberfest. People who like wine come to Halloween. It's really fabulous. I love that event.
Who comes
really
up with these names?
Well, I do, and my staff does. So, yeah.
You call somebody at 3 in the morning. Got a great idea.
No, but I do have some friends that I'll text like my friend Tammy. She will always come up with really cool
Everybody
names.
Wake up. Yeah. How about Halloween?
Exactly.
Everybody up. Come on. Special meeting, 4 a.m. Let's get in there now. Okay, and Boo at the Zoo. This is the big one. This is the big Halloween event.
Yep, Saturday, October 26th from 10 until 4. We will have knock-knock doors. We'll have business booths, cookie decorating kits, pumpkin decorating, bounce houses, just a fun atmosphere for everybody to hang out. It's what I love about it. It's very multi-generational groups that come to the zoo. It's just fabulous. So come on out. Plan on it.
Let's talk about volunteers, because you do have a lot of volunteers working at the zoo, seasonal volunteers. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, so we have volunteers that are age 18 and older, and we have volunteens that are age 12 to 17. We have about 100 of each category, and there's a variety of things that kids get. The kids on the volunteen side get to help with events. They help in education. They help with classes and summer and all of that kind of stuff. So it's really a great opportunity for some community service. And then for the adults, they do everything from mailings to events to data entry to invasive species. We talk with Melissa Caprillion. They come and help garden for us. They do everything. So our volunteers are phenomenal people. They helped with our gala this last weekend. They're just great. And applications are due October 1st. You can get that on our website, racinezoo.org. Go to support us and do that drop down, and you can see the application that you're going to need to fill out, and anything and everything in between. We've got a couple volunteers that started off doing interpretive volunteers. So they are working at an exhibit, talking to people about the animals, and then they wanted to do a few other things. So they still do that. And then they helped, said, "What don't you think you need help with this?" I'm like, "Oh my gosh, that's brilliant." And so now they volunteer, and they kind of created a new little niche for themselves. So it's just a great opportunity to support the Racine Zoo.
And you get in free.
And, well, we do have some good perks for our volunteers.
Yeah, you get in free.
Yep, applications due October 1st.
You don't make them clean up after the animals, do you?
We have some that do.
Really?
Absolutely. We have some that make animal diets, help us with animal diets. So
get to work with the animals then. Okay.
Animal diets. They're making the food for the animals, but they're not working with the animals. You know,
is that dangerous working with animals? Because, even a dog, you can really tick off a dog and it'll snap at you.
Yeah, it's satisfying work. Yeah. Our keepers, I'll put them up against any animal keepers in the country. They are phenomenal.
But they know what they're doing.
And you get trained, right.
And you don't tick off the animals. You don't do something mean. Right. Just gets them. I can't picture a giraffe being mean. It's one of those animals that always looks nice. They don't show their teeth, do they? Like a dung ear.
They do not do that. Okay. They do not do that.
You have zebras there?
We do. We have Hartman's Mountain zebras.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, up at the Land of the Giants.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I was showing
Obie and Promise.
I was showing Beth before she came on an illusion guy that turns himself into a zebra. And you looked at it. You can't tell how he was doing it.
It was crazy.
And he looks like a zebra. He's legs
sure
and
does.
Everything.
Yeah, it was crazy.
So what is the thing now? Zebras are black with white stripes?
If you shave them, they would be black underneath.
And the hair is white.
Yeah, they've got some white hair and some black hair.
Okay. Hey, before we go, I got a little thing here. I was going to run it by you.
You got a thing? Gotcha.
I got a thing. Hold on a second here. Okay. Opening credits of the TV show. Really not essential to the TV show, but it does add to it when you see those opening theme songs in the credits. You have any favorites when you think back? Like, I'll give you some here they gave. And they left some off, which I kind of like. They said The Simpsons, great opening of The Simpsons. Remember they were going down the conveyor belt with the baby, and the baby gets thrown into a bag? Okay. All in the Family, we all remember that one.
Yeah.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Sex and the City always had a good one where Sarah Jessica Parker gets sprayed by the bus that goes by. Remember that? She's wearing
that
poofy dress. Alice, do you remember Alice? I don't remember. I've seen the show a million times.
I remember the show, but I do not know what their opening credit was.
The Sopranos, that was always a good one. Friends, I never saw the TV show Friends once. Here's my favorite, The Mary Tyler Moore Show. Or Throwing the Hat into the Air.
In Minneapolis, in Minnesota, where I'm from.
Oh, is that where
I'm born and raised in the state of Minnesota, you bet.
Now, do you know the exact spot where she did
that?
I
do know where that is.